know this, lactic acid does not cause muscle soreness. Not at all. Not at all. Episode 634 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Best of edition. Kind of. Anyway, today's quick tip, the truth about lactic acid. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode, which may or may not be properly classified as a best of episode. I don't know. We'll split those hairs as we go along. Just want to let you know of a little something that is brewing, and I want to give you as much notice on this as possible. If you turn your calendar ahead to January of 2019, I believe the exact date is January 27th, which is the last Sunday of the month, I am going to be in Gulf Shores, Alabama to run the Big Beach Marathon. And I would love to have you there. If you're looking for a race that time of year, maybe get out of the snow a little bit, although it's probably not going to be super beach weather in late January in southern Alabama, but it will hopefully be not a whole lot of snow. And I'm going to be there having a good time running the race. I'm going to have the race director on the show here one of these days. We're trying to line some things up and some agreements in place and all that kind of good stuff. But right now, as of this recording in October of 2018, we're about 99.9% sure that I will be at that race. So if you're interested in running with me, maybe getting a drink afterwards or having some laughs and doing some shenanigans beforehand, would love to have you there. Head over to bigbeachmarathon.com and get yourself signed up. And certainly let me know if you're going to plan to be there. And I look forward to hopefully being able to meet some of you guys in person and hopefully having this be the first of many races that I'll be traveling to this year and hope to, or next year, I guess. I already got a few for this year, but next year I'll be traveling to in 2019 and beyond and getting to meet y'all at various places around the country and maybe one of these days around the world as well. So today, kind of a blast from the past. It's not an official best of because usually when I do best ofs, you know, I'll do a quick little intro and then just replay the same audio from a while back. Not going to do that. The blog post is more or less the recycled post from way back when, from episode originally episode 226. Goodness gracious. Excuse me, over 400 episodes ago, the release date on this would have been somewhere in 2016. So it's been a minute since we covered this topic, and it's a topic that I get worked up about, and that is lactic acid. It's one of the biggest myths or untruths or misunderstandings in the running circle is the role of lactic acid, what it does to your body, how it works, why it's a problem, all of that kind of good stuff. It gets so twisted and wrong in a lot of places. I'm just trying to set the record straight, let you know exactly what's going on in your body on race day or during a hard workout, things like that. So that is the topic today, and that's why, like I said, it's a best of-ish, because this is definitely a fresh recording on a topic that we've already covered, but it's been a while, and I'm sure that some of you missed it. Some of you may need a refresher. Some of you might just want to hear me rant again on a topic that you've heard me rant about a few times in a few various places, Facebook groups, quick tip episode, or Q&A episodes, previous quick tip episode, obviously, as well. So that is what we're talking about today. What is the truth about lactic acid as it relates to you and your running? We'll just start with where people get it wrong. Where the problem lies. And that is that people tend to think, experts, gurus, quote unquote, tend to propagate the idea that lactic acid is what causes muscle soreness. And that, I guess it could be farther from, I don't know if it could be farther from the truth, couldn't be farther from the truth. It's blatantly not true. It's blatantly, patently false. Lactic acid does not cause muscle soreness. If you hear nothing else about what I have to say today, if you just passed out shocked on what the hell, everything I know is now wrong, know this. Lactic acid does not cause muscle soreness. Not at all. Not at all. So whenever you're at a race, whenever you're at an expo, and I mean, I witnessed this in Idaho at the Pocatello Marathon recently. When I was there, I was, you know, set up in the expo talking to runners. I was next to the group that was doing the massages afterwards. They're like, hey, come get a massage after the race and help flush out that lactic acid so you're not as sore the next day. And it took everything in my power to not say, why? Because lactic acid doesn't cause muscle soreness, so why should somebody pay for a massage to help flush out the lactic acid when that has nothing to do with being sore? I didn't. I was nice. I was calm. I was composed. I just shook my head, smiled to myself. But it's just such a mistruth. It's such a misappropriation of what's going on in our bodies. And I understand why it happens, because it's kind of easy to say. But it's not, they don't work like that. Your body isn't sore after a race or a hard workout because of the lactic acid. So what is lactic acid? Maybe we'll kind of start there now and get through things a little bit here. So lactic acid is a byproduct of anaerobic glycolysis. Don't let me lose you now. Stay tight. I'll keep the information coming, hopefully in words that you understand. But you know, if you haven't studied exercise physiology like I have, as many years of, or semesters at least, sitting in the exercise phys class, reading and rereading the exercise phys book and hating it, and FYI, exercise phys, not exactly my favorite subject in college and grad school. But what happens when we're working hard is we produce our energy anaerobically, meaning without oxygen. So at higher intensity exercise, higher intensity exertion, think speed workouts, think repeats, intervals, that final sprint at the finish line, you're working harder than, and your energy needs are higher than what you can produce using oxygen. So the aerobic glycolysis, aerobic energy production with oxygen is a little bit more involved process, but you're able to produce more energy that way. When you're really pushing hard, max effort, going above and beyond what you can do with oxygen, you can still create energy anaerobically, but there's more byproducts, lactic acid being one of them. So what happens when you're really pushing hard, when you're doing that last 400 meter repeat, when you're in that final kick of the 5K or the final kick of your half marathon or your marathon, and you're pushing with absolutely everything you've got, you're working anaerobically. Your body is creating energy, creating the fuel that you need in your muscles without the use of oxygen at that point, because you're needing more than you can produce when you are producing with oxygen. And one of those byproducts, like I said, is lactic acid. Now, lactic acid, as it builds up in your muscles, causes your muscles to stop working as hard. It's kind of a fail-safe for your body to prevent you from literally running yourself into the ground. It just doesn't, your body doesn't let you do it. Lactic acid starts to build up in those muscles and it causes you to slow down. Lactic acid causes muscle failure, not muscle failure in that they don't work, but that they can't continue to produce as much force production with every stride, with every lift of the bench press, with every push-up, with whatever it is you're doing. When it's at max effort, lactic acid is a byproduct and it causes you to not be able to continue with that maximum effort for a long duration. Self-preservation. It's our body's way of self-preserving. Once you slow down, so say you do that good hard last 400 meter repeat, or that good strong, you know, 100 yard dash to get across the finish line and hopefully get that PR, and you stop to walk for a second. Maybe you're hunched over, bent at the knees, huffing and puffing, and then you start to walk for a minute. By the time you start to run again, by the time you literally, by the time you really, I mean, in a matter of seconds to minutes, all of that lactic acid has been flushed out of your system. Our bodies clear lactic acid relatively quickly. And once you start producing energy aerobically again, meaning with oxygen, once you slow down the exertion and the energy needs enough that your body can do it with the aerobic cycle, lactic acid is part of the process of creating that energy, or it's a subproduct. Don't get out all your physiology books and test me on this. Not that I don't know what I'm talking about, but that it's a bit complicated to try to explain, especially without the use of visual aids. But lactic acid clears from your system quickly is ultimately what I'm trying to say here. And when you're at aerobic energy production, it clears really quickly. So literally within the matter of walking for a minute or two, all the lactic acid that's in your muscle is out of your system, which is why when you do those hard repeats, when you do those 400 meters or shorter at really max level, all it takes is a minute of recovery to be able to do the next repeat, right? Because that lactic acid builds up, your muscles can't fire anymore. You walk for a minute, or you do an easy jog, something slow, something controlled, that lactic acid starts to filter back out, and now you can hit that next interval hard again. And your body has flushed out enough of that lactic acid that you're able to go hard again, press that next repeat, work at that speed work before the lactic acid slows you down again. Rinse and repeat every time. So that's what lactic acid actually is, what it actually does. It causes muscle failure. What it actually does not do is cause muscle soreness. And this is where things get confusing, because maximal efforts cause damage to the muscle fibers, which is what causes muscle soreness. But the two are not, it's not a causation thing. They're just related. It's not even two sides of the same coin, but it's two parts of the salad, you know, but it's two parts of the mix, but they're completely standalone items in and of themselves. If you work hard enough to create lactic acid and do that repeatedly, you're going to cause enough cellular damage at the muscular level that you're going to be sore the next day. But just because you've created lactic acid doesn't mean that you're going to be sore. You know, if you did, 15 push-ups right now, if you dropped down and did 15 push-ups right now, there would be some lactic acid that was building up in your pecs, in your chest. But if you've been doing push-ups regularly, especially if you've been doing them regularly, the lactic acid is still going to be there, but you're not going to be sore from it. Now, if you haven't done a push-up in 8 months, you might be sore after doing 15 of them. That's because, again, you're pushing yourself beyond what you're comfortable with. But, you know, you could go out and run a quick 30-second sprint, all-out sprint. You'll have lactic acid in your muscles if you were to test it right away, but you're not going to be sore from it. If you've been training regularly and you're fit, no issues. So just because you have some lactic acid doesn't mean that you're going to be sore muscularly. Similarly, other side of some coin, I don't know which coin, but another side of a different coin here, you can have soreness that is not at all related to lactic acid. Thinking of a marathon, thinking of a half marathon, thinking of a longer distance race that's a push for you. You're probably not going to be running hard enough during most of that race, maybe even any of that race, to produce much, if any, lactic acid. You're going to be running a marathon is like 99% aerobic. And if you don't do that really hard kick at the end to try to set a PR or a BQ or something like that, it's probably going to be 100% aerobic. Meaning you're never going to really be building up lactic acid. Any lactic acid that you're creating, you're going to be burning it off just as quickly because you're not pushing at that high of an intensity level. But you're still sore after the race. Why? Because you've just done a 3-hour, 4-hour, 5-hour event that causes muscular damage, causes cellular damage to your muscles. So that's why you're sore. And not to take anything away from the massages after the race, getting a massage after the race helps to flush those damaged tissues out of your muscle, helps to bring some fresh blood to the muscle, which helps to speed up the repair process, which actually does help to reduce the muscle soreness. It just has absolutely nothing to do with lactic acid. Not a thing to do with lactic acid. And that's what bothers me, is that when you see the massage folks or any of the compression gear or any of the self-massage tools that advertise helps to flush out lactic acid and reduce muscle soreness. Oh, stop. You're lying. It's false marketing. It's false ads. It may help reduce muscle soreness, but it has nothing to do with lactic acid. The compression socks or sleeves or things like that, even if you're wearing them during your race, has nothing to do with pushing out the lactic acid or preventing lactic acid buildup. That happens if you push the intensity too much, and as soon as you slow back down, our bodies naturally get rid of it. It has nothing to do with the compression gear. So, the reason I get fired up about this, not because anybody's trying to purposefully, or not because most people, most individuals, aren't trying to purposefully mislead you, aren't trying to purposefully confuse you about the role lactic acid plays in your performance on race day. The marketing companies, the buy our massage, things like that, maybe. That I do get a little bit worked up about. But I just want you to know. I just want you to know the truth. Getting the massage after the race, wearing the compression sleeves after the race, getting on the foam roller after the race, those things all help to reduce the soreness. They all help to speed up the recovery process. They all do nothing when it comes to reducing lactic acid. You want to get rid of the lactic acid? Slow down. That's it. And our bodies will do it. Bodies are pretty good at stuff like that. We don't need all the fancy fandangled things to do it for us. We'll take care of that ourselves. Again, those products, those massages, things like that, they're useful, but they have nothing to do with lactic acid. And so just be aware, just be clear of how that works. So that is a little sort of blast from the past from a few years ago. Episode, what did I say, 226 originally. Rehashing it, getting worked up again here on episode 634. So if you have questions about lactic acid, if there's something I can help you with, you just want to push my buttons a little bit, talk to me about how lactic acid causes muscle soreness. I might lose my top. But you can get a hold of me on all of the different places. Twitter and Instagram at DizRuns. Email DizRuns@gmail.com. And, of course, DizRuns.com/634 for your comments and your feedbacks and your takeaways about this episode, about what I had to say. Did you like me ranting? Did you sense how worked up I got? Because, boy, whew, I did. And I'll do it again the next time I talk about lactic acid, which will probably happen at some point in the future, is again, because these rumors and myths and untruths continue to be spread around. And here I am just trying to do my best to shed a little truth to help you know how your body works, how your body responds to lactic acid, and how it's really not what causes you to be sore after a good workout or race. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Once again, Big Beach Marathon, check it out. And let me know if you're going to be there. I would love to have a few folks there. And, the more times that people come to a race that I'm going to be at, the more likely it is that I'm going to be at more races, right? Because, you know, let's not kid ourselves. It's a marketing ploy for the race to help bring me in and help defray some of that cost, or maybe most of that cost. And if I can get a few of you guys to come run with me, and maybe get some deals as well. You know, hopefully I can swing something like that for you. But put it on your radar if it's not already. Big Beach Marathon, January the 27th in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I will be there, and I hope to see you there as well. And until next time, please be well. Take good care. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of the day. And we'll talk soon. See ya!